One of the biggest myths in the online space is that you absolutely must have a huge social media following to be successful. But I'm seeing a trend of people doing something different. Want to know what it is? Hang on for episode 105 of Just One Simple Thing. And if you're an introvert, you especially don't want to miss this one. Hey friend, welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Hey friends, welcome back to Just One Simple Thing. With this episode, we're starting a new series about how to take your next step. I'm not talking about taking your first step. We covered that way back in episodes 8 through 10. I'm talking more about the next step that's going to move you to a new place in your ministry or business. This series may seem like a collection of odds and ends, but most of the things we'll cover are easier to implement than you think and can make a big difference. I was recently listening to a podcast from Natalie Gingrich, the Ops Authority. Natalie was sharing some spicy takes on advice she's heard from influencers she follows. Her comments on social media were especially interesting. With Natalie's permission, here's what she had to say.
When you are building or reestablishing a business, you do not need social media marketing. But you know what you do need? You need to start having conversations. You may leverage social media platforms to build relationships so that you can get on the phone with people and build connections, create conversations, and build relationships. Those things will translate into sales. You are not going to sell a high-ticket service-based offer off of social media, especially in the beginning.
You can listen to all of her comments on the Ops Authority podcast, episode 191. I pretty much agree with Natalie, especially the part about focusing on building relationships. She was specifically talking about service providers, but I think it applies to writers, podcasters, and other communicators as well. It probably applies to you. The problem is that most of us are introverts. Couple that with the usual bouts of imposter syndrome and insecurity, and it becomes very hard to reach out and develop those connections. So, what's an introverted communicator to do to grow her network? I have one mindset tip and two practical tips, so let's get to it. Number one, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Think about Moses being asked to lead the people out of Egypt. He wasn't comfortable with speaking up either, but he continued to trust in God and the support God gave him through Aaron and others to do the hard things. And by the end of all that wandering around, he was a pretty vocal leader. Nothing worth building comes easy. In order to grow your ministry or business and yourself, you'll have to do hard things that are uncomfortable. And just like Moses, you can trust that God's not going to leave you to do this on your own. You can lean on Him when it doesn't feel easy, and eventually, you'll wonder why you thought it was so hard. Okay, now that we got that little tough grace moment out of the way, let's talk about a couple of practical things you can do to grow your network and connections when you're an introvert. Look for common ground instead of cold calls. Think about how you connected with your best friends. You probably met at church, or your kids were on the same soccer team, or you served on the same committee, or a mutual friend introduced you. You had something in common that made that connection more organic, that created natural openings for conversations. In creating connections for your ministry or business, start the same way. Find people you already have something in common with. It could be a common skill, like another writer or another wellness coach. It could be a common stage of business, someone else just starting, or someone else ready to scale. Maybe it's as simple as a book you both read or a group you both belong to. As an introvert trying to connect, the biggest fear is that someone will think you're bugging them. But when you start with common ground, there's a natural attraction that makes the connection intriguing instead of inconvenient. If you want to learn more about making connections that will grow your ministry or business, check out Esther Littlefield's Consistent Clients Challenge. You'll find the link in the show notes. And finally, find common ground in community. If the thought of making connections one-on-one makes your eyes water, join a community that opens space for connection. As I record this, we're finishing up the beta round of my new group program, The Honor Circle. One feature of the program is a networking call where everyone gets to share what they do and what kind of help they need and what they have to offer others in the group. Honestly, not to toot my own horn, but it was one of the most powerful calls I've ever been on. Every single person on that call generously shared what and who they know, and they all walked away with a new connection, an inspired idea, or a fresh direction. It reminded me of the verse in Acts where it says the people in the early church gave and received generously. That's always been my favorite definition of community, giving and receiving generously. And while the connections that happened on that call were amazing, it's what happened after that call that is truly remarkable. After breaking the ice in the group call, several of the ladies met one-on-one to talk about potential collaborations and other ideas. I have no doubt that some of these connections will bring benefits long after the group program is over. Group conversations like this happen in masterminds, at conferences, around the table at Writers Guild meetings. If you're taking part in any of these things, don't sleep on the networking time. Now, I know that those free-form, social hour-type networking events are the stuff of an introvert's nightmares. But if you can find a structured networking event where each person gets a chance to share something specific, I promise you'll walk away with a new connection. It may seem counterintuitive for an insecure introvert with imposter syndrome to go meet with a bunch of other people. I mean, isn't that where comparison and doubt can take hold? Maybe, but it's also where you realize you aren't alone on this journey, where other people struggle with some of the same things you do, where you have something to offer that may help someone else, where the seeds of connection are planted. Common ground, community, and connection. Okay, now for your one simple action step. Grab a sheet of paper and write down 5 people you want to connect with. Then list what common ground you have and what groups or events you might experience with them. Make a plan to connect with at least one of them this week. Don't wait. Message me on Facebook or Instagram at Do A New Thing and let me know how it goes. That's the first of the Next Step series, making connections even if you're an introvert. Join me in the next episode where we'll talk about how to influence people to do what you want them to do. Curious? Go grab a friend and meet me back here. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes.
And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.